£6,000 apparently it took to remove that play park and then to reinstate it. Alliance Councillor David Armitage isn't too impressed. He's on the line. Councillor Armitage, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I think people who are listening to this will be sort of gobsmacked, won't they, that someone needs to build a bonfire, so therefore a state-of-the-art children's play park is carefully removed so as the bonfire can be built, and then the state-of-the-art children's play park is reinstated, and it's costing the public purse, the ratepayers, people in the city who pay their rates, £6,000.
That's true, and I'm one of those ratepayers as well as an elected rep, so I was a bit aghast at the whole cost of it as well. It beggars belief that nowadays with so much cuts going on, and especially I could think of some brilliant work that could be done in inner East Belfast, the Titanic area, that would help all citizens. So to spend £6,000 on doing that instead would have been great.
So how do we get round it? How, as a councillor, could you advise the police? Last night they failed in Derry. The road was blocked basically by a gang of people who decided we're going to do what we want. And in Coburn Street, another gang of people decide they're going to do what they want. How can the police ensure that this doesn't happen year in, year out?
Yeah, and first of all, Alliance are not against bonfires. We are totally for people to respect their culture and enjoy their celebrations. But it's got to be done in the context that you're living in your community. You're destroying your own community by doing negative things. So it's not just the police to blame for this as well. There's statutory agencies, there's the council and elected reps as well, which need to take some of the blame for it all. So Alliance have started already talking this year with those different groups to get a situation, especially in East Belfast. Unfortunately, I don't know much about the Londonderry incidents, but we're working in Titanic area at the moment to try and get a place where it'll be a lot better for everybody last year. And I do need to say in the context that it is slowly improving. There's been beacons in Titanic area where people got together, lit a beacon and had a great night sort of thing. So there is good stuff going on as well.
Yeah, there are many bonfires that are built which seem to be the best of fun, and people have a huge night of celebrating, and I don't think anyone's questioning that at all. However, Coburn Street, and you may not be as familiar with what happened last night in Derry, but Coburn Street, surely at some point the police have to accept that they're ultimately in charge, and they simply say there isn't a bonfire happening in Coburn Street next year. End of story. Are they afraid to say that?
No, they're not afraid to say that. I think it goes again to the point I was making earlier that it's elected reps' responsibility as well. I've been in meetings where we've been saying, yes, we can't have this. And then when the pressure comes, some politicians cave in. Other statutory agencies do it as well. But Alliance have been trying to keep consistent. And there is a threat as well of if people go in and there could be mass civil disobedience. That's the balance of it as well.
But that's the problem, isn't it? That is the problem. We're all being held to ransom by a small number of people who say, you interfere and we will burn the place down.
Unfortunately, that is a perception, yes. And hopefully I'd love to get to a stage where I can engage with these people, show them that I want them to enjoy their culture, but there's better ways of doing it for themselves and for their community, and to provide ways of doing it for them as well.
So ultimately the responsibility then lies at a grassroots level with community workers in the vicinity liaising with the police, but more importantly liaising with the controversial, and I mean the builders of the controversial bonfires.
Yeah, it's a multi-agency approach. There's elected reps that need to get more involved. There's statutory organisations, there's the council, there's police, there's community workers, and people who build the bonfires as well. We all need to come together and work out how we can have a safe July and a good July for everybody every year, and also for the August bonfires as well.
But those who build a bonfire that quite clearly is going to lead to dispute, debate and destruction, those who see their bonfire as some sort of act of bravado, that they've got something that everyone else would, I suppose, reject, but they're different because they're able to build it and it looks more threatening. Do people like that actually have any sense? Is there any common sense between their ears?
It's a bit harsh, I think. Talking to a few people, it's some of the bonfire people, they feel very marginalised by society. So why engage with people who they perceive to be the cause of all their trouble, sort of thing? So it's a case of community workers, elected reps and other people to work alongside them and saying, no, we want you to be part of your community and engage fully with stuff. And that's the line that I've been, as an Alliance councillor, is trying to put forward.
So we have to cajole them?
It's more carrots than sticks. I think that's the best way of describing it. And if an Alliance are about a shared future, which is for everybody, regardless of what political spectrum or what they feel about the community and things like that as well. So it's just trying to get a good positive message to bonfire builders and the rest of the community as well, that as an elected rep, an Alliance councillor, I want people to enjoy their community and enjoy their culture, but not at the expense of suffering of other people.
Okay, Councillor Armitage, thanks for your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Councillor David Armitage, more carrot than stick.